players are warming up, the fans are finding their seats, and we're getting ready to bring you our Friday night high school football game of the week here on KARE 93.7 FM, part of the award-winning MSC Sports Radio Network. Coverage of high school football is brought to you by our KARE Country Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just minutes away. Our pregame show begins right after these messages.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Pre-game coverage of high school football on KARE 93.7 FM is brought to you by our area sports boosters. Don't forget, you can catch our coverage of high school football action online at mscsports.net and on our free MSC radio app. Kickoff is just moments away here on your local sports authority, KARE 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Cole Siebenmorgen, loan officer at Exchange Bank and Trust. If you're in the market to purchase or start building the home of your dreams, we want you to come see us. With competitive rates and flexible terms on home and construction loans, Exchange Bank is here to offer you the best financing available. Take the next step in making your dreams a reality. Stop by today or go to our website, ebt.bank. Exchange Bank and Trust, NMLS 445799, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Good evening and welcome to McLouth, Kansas, where we're getting set for high school football tonight on KARE Radio. It's NEKL action. You're going to have Jefferson County North on the road here this evening at McLouth. And with that, the kick is away. The people at McLouth love to get things started promptly, a little early. 25, 30. Here's a big return across the 40. Getting him in field. It could be a run down the right side, inside the 40, down to the 30-yard line. What a job. Brody Van Dyke making a big play down the field. And, Gus, that is a huge return, a great field position to start the game for McLouth.
Yeah, exactly what McLouth would have drawn up if you told him in the pregame that, pop that bag just a little bit, in the pregame that you were going to get a big return to start the game. They're going to be really happy with that. 15 seconds in, they've got the ball first and 10 at the JCN 26-yard line.
And with that, it's going to bring up an offense that we saw just a couple of weeks ago. They love to pound the football. They just drive straight ahead. They are big and strong up front, and we saw them in a dominating win over Valley Falls on homecoming a couple of weeks ago. Here's a first down call. First and 10 inside the 30-yard line. Running back's going to bounce over to the right side, slash back to the outside toward the numbers to take it down to near the 20-yard line. It's going to be a nice gain on that first down carry. Bring it up second down short.
And this is something we saw a couple weeks ago against Valley Falls, is that McLeod, the quarterback, Jarek Chinholm, walks all the way over to the sideline, gets the play call in from their head coach, Seth Mills, and then walks it back to a huddle to get his team ready.
Here comes your second down call. We're just less than a minute into the ball game, and McLeod's moving it. Direct snap, running back, gaping hole, right side, slashes over, cuts back against the grain, takes it down inside the 20, 15, down to the 10-yard line. It's going to be just inside the 10, making a first and goal is Jarek Chinholm, a name that we're going to be calling all night long with a nice run. And Gus, they gave him the avenue that he needed to get across that line of scrimmage, and then his natural running ability took over, cuts back to the left against the grain, first and goal. At the 8-yard line, quickly back over now, here comes McLeod. They're feeling it on this first possession. Quarterback takes a snap, and now they're going to follow again, this time into the left side, hand on the shoulder of the lead blocker, and it's going to go down to the 5-second and goal Bulldogs. Absolutely splendid mid-October night here in McLouth, Kansas. Kickoff time, 68 degrees. Just, gosh, hardly any breeze at all. Certainly no factor here tonight, and a nice crowd for senior night here this evening. It's going to pick up a second and a goal at the 5-yard line. McLeod to take it. Again, head off right side. The ball is on the ground. Picked back up by the running back. They're going to say his knee was down. It's going to be a little bit of lost yardage down there for McLeod. And good hustle by Jarek Chenhall just to jump on that ball, maintain possession. That was an alert play. It's going to bring up now a third and goal from the 6-yard line. Back up. Here comes the Bulldogs. McLeod going from right to left here. They'll try to sweep to the outside. Chenhall puts his head down, dives for the pylon. Touchdown, McLeod. Taking it in from 6 yards out with 9:34 to go in the opening quarter. And McLeod has taken the opening kickoff, utilized a big return to shorten the field, and goes in for the score. And they'll jump in front 6-0 with a PAT effort to follow, and because they are a 2-point running PAT group.
Yeah, we saw them a couple weeks ago able to convert on a couple of those 2-point conversions, but all that possession set up by the big kick return to start the game.
Looking for the 2-point effort here, and again, with a running back to the left side of the quarterback. Zale takes a direct snap to him. He's headed to the backfield, breaks the first tackle, bounces outside, will not get away from the second and third. Good coverage on the PAT effort by JCN. It is unsuccessful and we're taking a break. First time out of the game, coming at 9:34 to go. Opening quarter, it's McLeod 6, JCN coming up.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back again to McLeod, Kansas, where we're getting set to put a toe to the football. It will be Orgy. Ujimbi Orgy will be the kicker. He is a big guy, wearing 62. He's obviously lineman material, and because some of those big, strong linemen can put a toe to the football, and we've seen him do that. He will make a very short advance, and for JCN, 2 return men back deep. The boot is away. It's going to be a bit of a line drive, taking on a skip. Up the left side is going to come to the 30, to the near the 40, and then across the 40. And a good second effort. It'll be up near the 45-yard line. Chargers are going to have it first and 10 at their own 45.
Keaton Mandel over there to make the kick coverage tackle for McLeod. But for GCN, not a bad starting field position for themselves. They're going to get this thing out near the midfield mark, and by the time they mark it down, it's going to be... I'm going to drop it at the 45. Yep. So at the JCN 45-yard line. So a nice return for the Chargers.
9:20 to go in the opening quarter. Jefferson County North getting set for its first offensive possession of the ball game. Try to get 6-0. Receivers, 2 to the right and 1 to the left. Long count. Motion will come to the near side, and they're going to hand it off, try to get around the outside edge. It's going to be Merrick, and he will turn it upfield, puts his head down, gets to the midfield stripe, and then as he gets to the 49-yard line, will be stood up, pushed back by half a dozen yards. And Gus Merrick Noel has been outstanding all year long for JCN, and on the first carry of the game today, he'll pick up a half dozen.
Love the patience right there by Noel. As he got near the sideline, he allowed the blocking to get out in front of him, get that little kick-out block, try to cut it back inside. Finally coming over to make this down for McLeod. It was going to be Gage Fields.
Wide to the near side. That's going to be Rudy Van Dyke. Second down, 4 call. QB's going to keep it himself. Boots to the left side. Dives forward. Going to pick up a first down. Nice run by Willie Elias. As he's just going to take that thing and go straight ahead with the football. Fisher's going to mark it inside the 45-yard line. Let's call it the 44. They'll move the chains. It's first and 10.
One of those plays where you need three, you pick up four and keep the drive alive. Nice job right there for JCN. On their first possession, seemed like they're putting a little something together.
Chargers very patiently coming up over the football. Very wide to the left side now for Jeff North. It's going to be Christopher Noel. They're going to switch that and bring Merrick to the right side. Penalty markers from every direction. Three of them are airborne at the same time. That was kind of festive to see all those yellow markers in the air at once. Fishers are going to mark up the 5-yard penalty against JCN. So for the Chargers, it's going to bring up a first down and about 15 just across midfield. 8:20 to go in the opening quarter here in McLeod, Kansas. NEKL football. JCN and head coach Jeff Schneider. We're on the visitor side, by the way, and so the JCN team is directly in front of us on this near sideline, along with the JCN crowd that we hope you're able to hear in the background. Snap back, handoff is going to go to Merrick. He'll put his head down, and he's going to pick up those lost yardage, and then he's going to put his head down and keep driving and pick up about four more. That was a nice 9-yard carry. Merrick Noel, I thought he was going to be stopped, but he just kind of kept driving and kept pushing and kept those legs pumping. That's what those running back coaches tell you to do, isn't it?
All right, keep the legs driving.
Ball's going to be at the 40-yard line of McLeod, and it is a second down. And that makes us about a second and a half, doesn't it? Got to get down to the 34. Again, two to the right, one to the left, wingman to the left side. Will Elias will take the snap. They'll hand off, little reverse. Here comes Merrick, and he's going to be stopped about 2 yards short of the first down, just short of the 35-yard line. We'll call it the 36. Third down, two.
Eugene Orgy able to get over there and make the stop for the Bulldogs. And for JC, a good spot right there. They're looking at third and, yeah, I think you call it long yard, short two.
For McLeod, it is the home purple helmets, purple jerseys. I'm going TCU-like. What do you think? Kind of a dark purple.
Yeah, Northwestern.
Yeah, there
right,
you go.
Maybe a little deeper, like that Northwestern purple.
White pants, white lettering and trim for JC and the traveling white jerseys with those green helmets, green lettering and trim, and the charcoal pants.
Very North Texas.
Third down and two. Now, quarterback's going to boot to the left side, pick up the first down, stiff arms, hits at the 35-30, angles his way across the far side, and steps out of bounds at the 23-yard line. Nice, nice gain for Merrick Noel. It'll be another Charger first down.
Almost looked like a little bit of a broken play right there. The quarterback turned, he faked to the left, realized nobody was there, and then took off to the left. It almost set up like a counter, but there was no pulling guard out in front of him. So, again, a nice gain right there for JCN, able to pick up a first down, able to get all the way down inside the 25 to the 23-yard line. JCN on this first drive of the ball game, moving the ball very well, 6:41 left here in the first quarter.
Merrick Noel is going to be out of the backfield now and fill a slot to the left side. There's going to be two to the left, two to the right for quarterback Will Elias. He's all alone in the backfield, drops back, looking downfield, throwing over the middle. He's got a big tall receiver, complete at the 10-yard line, but markers are down. It's coming back, and what a nice effort by Andrew Baker, Gus.
Yeah, that time, McLeod had an edge rusher coming off, a big offensive lineman, just reached out with one hand, grabbed him by the collar, and pulled him to the ground. And so, again, you saved your quarterback on that play. But a tough break right there for the Chargers.
And here's the thing. JCN's got some really tall young men out there, and Andrew Baker's about as tall as anybody's going to find at this level. And he reached up, and the pass was thrown just where you want it. It's up. You let your receiver go up and take that thing away, and it was a well-executed play. Unfortunately, the penalty is going to move it back to the 34-yard line. And so for JCN with 6.5 to go in the opening quarter, trailing by a 6-0 count, it'll bring up a first down and 20. They're going to go back this time to, again, the quarterback alone in the backfield, but they'll go trips right side. Moshe will come to the near side. They'll fake to Merrick. Will's going to keep it himself. Goes in the left side. Spins counterclockwise. Drives inside the 30 all the way to the 25-yard line. Give him 9 on that first down carry. It almost scares me, Gus. And I think it's probably because my lack of coordination would never allow me to spin 360 like that and remember which way I was going when I started. But he did a great job there. Spun off a defender. and move the ball down to the 25-yard line. So second down and make a second and 11 call. What do you say? At the 5:50 mark of a quickly moving opening quarter, teams keeping the ball on the ground like this. Clock keeps ticking right along. Merrick, on the left hand of Will, would just take this handoff. It's your hit your base play into the right side, and he'll go down to the 20-yard line, knocking off about five more of those yards. Leave the Chargers facing a third down 7. So we talked earlier, because you mentioned how McLeod's quarterback walks over, gets to the far side, and talks to head coach Mills, gets the play, brings it in. We're getting the same thing, really, from JCN, as when Elias comes to the near side, talks to head coach Schneider, gets the play, carries it back in, and he seems very methodical in the way they go about this. They're going to overload the right side. Quarterback's going to keep it himself, looking for a block, and it's not going to come. He's going to be hit, swarmed over, and the ball pops loose. It's on the ground. McLeod believes they've gotten it, and they have. The ball was ripped out of the hands of the quarterback on the ground, and a big old lineman gets down there and wraps that thing up. I'm giving props here to Judd Holwick, big senior D lineman.
And big number 77, Judd Holwick, able to come away with that thing. And for McLeod, a nice job of stalling out that JCN drive, forcing a turnover right here, and they're going to have it. It's what's their worst starting field position, but again, thwarted the first drive of the game for the Chargers.
We're at 4 minutes and 50 to go in the opening quarter, 6-0. McLeod in front, and they're going to get that offense back on the field. I love this little offset or off-balance kind of a line, and they'll run behind it into the left side. Running back puts his head down and will just push forward across the 25, getting about 8 on that first down carry. What McLeod does, and help me maybe with the description, you bring the offensive lineup, and then you take the running backs and you put the 2 or 3 of the running backs and receiver behind the guard, tackle, and end. So you've kind of got a double row of blockers on one side or the other, that time the left side. And then you just follow that unbalanced line into the middle. Here we go on a second down short call. And now a lot of shifting to so much that we get a penalty marker, and it is going to be encroachment, JCN.
What happened was McLeod came to the line. They got set, never went down. They just kind of got set and then went to motion everything. JCN got a little confused there for a second, and with the penalty, it's going to net McLeod a first down.
So, guys, some of these two teams, McLeod does more unconventional things, unconventional alignments, unconventional multiple player shifts like we saw right there. Now, here's a snap back, direct snap, running back will go to the right side. There's going to be a hold this slice run. He's coming back. He's at the 40, still dancing around, looking to get to the outside, get to the 45, and at the point of tackle, we have a very late second flag.
Yeah, so the second flag is going to be a late hit out of bounds because the quarterback went down to a knee, and then he got hit right at the end of that play. These two penalties are going to offset each other.
So, yeah, the first one is going to be a hold back very, very near the line of scrimmage around the 30, 31, 32-yard line. Nice crowd on hand here. Senior night in McLeod, Kansas. And it's hard to believe that as we are now in week 7, there's only one more, let me call it regularly scheduled game, okay? Scheduled game that you know who you're playing next week. And then week 9, with the I continue to call it the new format, it still remains to be seen against whom these teams will be playing. Officials having a long conversation.
There's a hold. McLeod. Personal foul. JCN, offset, replay it.
can you hear the coach? What was that personal foul?
I'm going to say we saw it from here.
It was fair. So, again, absolutely no breeze out here on a warm night. And we talked about this also in our past trips down here. This is a fast track. This is about as fast a track as you're going to have for natural grass surface as it is. Groomed down close.
They're calling it a dead ball personal foul?
Okay. So you're going to have to help me with the explanation of this, Markov.
First and four?
First and four.
So it's a 6-yard personal foul?
Yeah, I don't get it. But I'm sure there's a reason.
Unless they're calling it from the spot, but even at that.
The spot was way down near the 50, wasn't it? 3:51 to go in the opening quarter. It's going to pick up a first down and short.
And they give him the foul.
For McLeod. Back to throw. Pass is going to go to the running back coming out of the backfield, and he's going to drop in. It's going to go incomplete over into right flat.
That time they were looking for Gage Fields out of the backfield on a little bit of a swing pass, but quarterback threw it at the feet of the intended receiver. It fell incomplete, and we'll stop the clock for 3:42 left here in the first quarter.
Lots of games going on in and around the Care listening area, and we certainly encourage you to stick around. Joseph is going to be burning a little midnight oil tonight. Joseph, I'm not trying to wish you ill, but you're going to be around this evening. High School Football Scoreboard Show. Here's a run straight up the middle and then reaching out at the very end of the play, Jared Chenhall. And he's going to pick up a first down with plenty to spare up to the 46-yard line.
I think you probably have enough on there, actually.
Probably. Oh, yeah. That's more than enough. So Chenhall, as he was going down, stretches out the left arm, extends the ball across the 45 up to the 46. And at their own 46-yard line, McLeod will have a fresh set of downs. Just over 3 minutes ago, quarter number one, Chenhall's going to take the snap, starts right, puts a foot in the ground, cuts back to the left side, takes it to the 50. It's going to be about four more on a first down run.
Can you see that out there?
Oh. Yeah.
What's hitting it?
The people moving this rope here at the top and rubbing on that,
gotcha.
Rubbing on my microphone stand.
There we go. So it's going to bring up now a second and eight for McLeod. And McLeod has done nothing fantastic so far here in this first half, but what they have done is been able to pick up yards when necessary and been able to pick up those big third downs.
Chenhall takes the snap. Everybody gets out in front of him. Now he's going to pull back, throw the pass over the middle in a diving comeback attempt at the reception is unsuccessful. It's incomplete inside the 40-yard line. That was a good effort over here by Chayton Bandle to try to come back for that ball, but I guess the pass was thrown kind of at his ankle, shoelaces area.
Yeah, that time is the quarterback. They faked that quarterback run to the right side. He tucks the ball, races to the edge, then puts a foot in the ground, stops, steps back, and as Jared Chenhall saw his receiver starting to come open, Chayton Bandle, he really stepped into it and fired it across there like a shortstop, but the problem was that thing was down below the knees. Bandle had to go down, and when it was all said and done, it was going to bring up a third and eight with 2:29 left here in the first quarter.
Unlike a first baseman, you can't take that on a hop, right? The short hop. Here's a little reverse going to the left side. J.C. has sniffed this thing out, but the running back cuts it back into the middle, and finally the tackle is going to be made by Merrick Knoll. Going to be gained of about 5-4.
That time, just a nice little end around, and J.C. had it sniffed out, but the running back was able to, Cheaton Bandle, was able to cut inside the first would-be tackler, spin free, and get his team set up with that fourth and manageable, now looking at a fourth and three instead of that fourth and eight.
It's a 6-0 McLeod lead as we go inside 2 minutes ago in the opening quarter here in McLeod, Kansas. And on a fourth down three, Bulldogs are going to leave their offense out there. Snap taken back. Chenhall goes outside and will die for the pylon. Did he get there? It's going to be very close. The official coming over. The down box went to the ground as he goes out of play. And the question is, does he have it? Gus says, yeah. And the official says, you're right.
At time, as Chenhall got to the sideline, had a great awareness of the field, understood the line that he needed to gain, dives forward with the football extended, able to pick up the first down. Again, one of those things where you needed three, you barely got four. 1:41 left here in this first quarter of play.
Isn't that one of the hardest things if you're one of the guys running the chain gang is like when he's coming at you, you don't brace up and stand in. You got to drop that and bail out of the way so that everybody is okay. Here's your first down call. In JCN territory at the 42. Chenhall takes it. Now they're going to reverse it over to the left side, breaking one tackle to the 40, 35. Now race down the left side, up the numbers, breaking another tackle. Finally, drug down from behind by Dawson Lindsay. A great run and first carry of the game by Drennan Cantrell.
Yep, a little underneath counter. You know, you would call it that crossbuck action where everything goes to the right. You're running back underneath to the left side. Nice job right there by Drennan Cantrell and able to pick up good yardage. Another first down for McLeod.
Here's the thing, McLeod, not really totally conventional, but they're not doing anything crazy. You know, they're just very patiently moving this thing downfield with a minute 10 to go in the opening quarter. They are threatening now at the 17-yard line. Hand off, running back right side, a nice hole that closes very quickly, and there's not a lot in there for Gage Fields.
For Jason?
Yeah. I was going to say, it looked like he was going to maybe get near the end zone, but suddenly, Jason closed that thing.
Knox Heston along with Wyatt Burke over there to make the stop for the Chargers. We are now under a minute to play here in this first quarter. And for McLeod, I think they'd be fine running this and possibly letting it be the last play of the quarter.
I think that's exactly what we're going to have. This is probably just the final play of the quarter. A second down, seven call at the 13-yard line. Again, two receivers are going to go to the right side, tight ends on the left. Snap back, QB's Chen Hall slides right, looks for the first bit of daylight, will take it, cut downfield, and he's going to be near the 10-yard line. He'll be short of the first down as the opening quarter draws to a close. We're taking a break, one quarter in the book as Will Elias makes yet another tackle in the first. The score after one, McLeod 6, JCN scoreless.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Welcome back to McLeod, Kansas. We have reached the end of the first quarter with the McLeod Bulldogs holding on to a 6-0 lead here. And it's kind of funny, as we come back, the officials realize we got to the end of a quarter and they do need to move the ball to the other end of the field. So, yeah, they're going to take their time making their walk all the way down the field. And for McLeod, they are going to have it 3rd and 3 at the 9-yard line. McLeod got a score on the first possession of the ball game, and it was set up by a big kickoff return all the way down to the 26-yard line. They were able to cap it off with a touchdown. For JCN, their first possession of the game, they were able to go down, got deep into McLeod territory before they fumbled the ball away right around the 20-yard line. So each team, how about this? Each team, one full possession there in the first quarter for McLeod. This is only their second possession of the night. They're looking at, we just talked about it, that 3rd and 3 at the 9.
My paperwork was recovered. Mary Jo and Kevin are sitting right down here.
There you go.
See, it's always good to have people helping bail you out. Getting set to go to the second quarter. And McLeod's in a pretty good spot with a short field. 3rd down at about 3. And the ball is on the ground, picked up, now still laying on the ground, and a big hole lineman saves the day for the Bulldogs. Because I thought two JCN people were going to jump on it, but before they could, McLeod was able to grab up that ball, and coming up with it, is it Bryce?
Bryce Williams?
Yep, I think so.
So now for JCN's defense, they pushed McLeod into a 4th down. Oh, okay. I turned that off because I figured you just forgot about it.
No, it's on purpose.
That makes sense.
Here we go. So that little loss of yards is just going to make a bit of a problem for McLeod. They're looking now at a 4th down and 8 at the 14-yard line, deep in JCN territory. Got everybody at the line. They're taking a world of time. The clock is counting down, and they're going to delay the game. And now, a 4th and 8, not good. Gus, 4th and 13?
13, worse. Yeah, exactly. And that was one of those things where you look into the backfield, we saw the officials starting to count it down, but Jared Chenhall never really sped the offense along, didn't really get in a hurry. And if you're McLeod, whatever the 3rd down call, 3rd and 8, or excuse me, 4th and 8, 4th and 13 is the same call.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, at that point, 5, right?
Yeah.
Here we go. Motion is going to go to the white side of the field. The quarterback is back to Soch. Sets up in a pocket. Goes over the middle. He's got a man in the edge of the end zone, but it's going to be out of reach and incomplete. Looking for Shelton Bendel. And a pass too tall. And the JCN defense, because it flexed a little bit, but it held when they had to.
That flex doesn't matter as long as you keep the points off the board. Great job right there by the JCN defense. And it will bring up a JCN. How about this? Their second possession of the evening will start at their own 19-yard line.
See, every possession is huge in games like this, and there are none to waste. Here comes Jefferson County North. Got a long field ahead of them. They're 81 yards from pay dirt, first down and 10. White man was going to go to the left side.
Got all these kids memorized by now.
Got some of them. Got a handful of them. I'm still picking up guys like, who I got? Got over here, Christopher Knoll. He's a sophomore. He's going to be wide to the left side. Now we're getting a very late addition to the defensive tackle position for McLeod. So how can we hold up a game for that? First down, 10. QB flutters it over to the right side where it's going to be taken immediately and lost yardage. Back
that time,
to 15.
That time, Jarek Chenhall was in there in a hurry as Brody Van Dyke caught it. He went to turn around, and right there was Chenhall. If you're McLeod and you see a play like that, you got to start thinking later in the ballgame that that's setting up for a double pass. Just the way that Brody moved so far back to catch that pass, a loss of yardage on the play, it's called a loss of 3. It'll bring up now a 2nd and 13.
Brody, very talented freshman on this.
Also plays a little quarterback, so he has the ability to throw that thing.
Here's Willie Lance on a 2nd down long call. He looks left. Nothing there. Now it's flushed out of the pocket, rolls downfield, throws it up, and what a nice catch. Walking a tight rope. That's Wyatt over there.
What a job by Wyatt Burke, the senior. Went to the sideline, made sure his feet were in bounds, and I'm telling you, that was NFL worthy as he got both feet in bounds before going out. Great job, and for JCN, able to move the stick, the ball out past the 30 to the 31-yard line, and JCN going to make a trio of substitutions on this 1st and 10.
If you get both feet down, you're sure you got one then, right?
There you go.
See, I like it. 10.5 to go before halftime. Chargers getting the ball away from their goalpost a little bit after the 31.
Reminds me of logic and nature, right?
How'd you do it there?
Not well.
Head up to the right halfback. We'll start outside, cut back into the middle, and a good decision. That's him 4 at the 35-yard line. Chargers have his 2nd down.
In on the stop right there for McLeod, you're going to see number 5, Gage Fields, making the stop on the play.
Long look to the near side by Will Elias said. JCN will bring him back up. I'm seeing from McLeod's that 3 down linemen and maybe a 4th kind of sneaks up on the edge a little bit. So kind of take that, 43 kind of a look. Here's a handoff into the right side, and cutting into the middle is going to be Knox Heston, another freshman. Gage Fields will bring him down. How about JCN mixing in some of those very, very young players?
And you've got so much talent that you're able to work in some of those young players, get them in to the ball game early on, and now they're going to bring in for this 3rd down call. Is that Wyatt Silvers?
Yep.
Wyatt is a sophomore.
It's a 3rd down at their own 40-yard line. 3rd down 2 for Jefferson County North. 9:20 to go in the first half. Chargers looking for their first point of the ball game. Handoff is going to go to Merrick, and he is hit, stood up, and maybe got close to the original line of scrimmage. You're going to say he loses one, and it's going to bring up a 4th down. And Jeff North, you would think a punting situation, but I haven't seen that decision made yet. As Will Elias coming over and talking to Coach Schneider.
That time getting in the backfield, Judd Holwick, along with Gage Fields, were able to make the sure-handed tackle. Him now for JCN, they're looking at a 4th and 3, just under 9 minutes to play here in the first half.
Sophomore kicker Colby Olberding will settle in at his own 30-yard line to punt this football away. And now JCN is going to take a timeout as they were getting the right personnel into the game. Joseph, we're taking a break. 8:48 to go before intermission. It remains McLeod 6, Jeff North scoreless.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
It'll be interesting to see if JCN has cooked up something, or because if they just need to get the right alignment out there before something bad happens.
Well, they were going to break the huddle with 12 guys, and so I think you just want to show that play.
McLeod's not buying it. They've got no one back to return a punt, and Olberding's kick is away. It is high, not terribly deep, kind of wobbling. We'll take a very short JCN bounce inside the 35-yard line and be down to the 33. And McLeod will begin their possession from there.
Yeah, McLeod set up with a safe defense. They were not going to allow JCN to go ahead and try to fake that. And they were okay with wherever that ball landed. And for them, they're going to end up with decent starting field position out to the 30, for the mark, that's 33.
So here we go. 8.5 to go in the first half. Jefferson County North has only had 2 first half possessions. And have not been able to get anything on the board yet. McLeod with a single score on their very first possession, a short field. Here's a handoff, a sweep to the left side, and particularly short yardage over there. Again, Jarek Chinhall with the carry, and it's going to be a gain of only a couple of yards, 2nd down 8. Chargers are going to continue to rotate athletes in as Alexander Easterday, sophomore, comes into the game. Chatting with Alexander's family. They're over here in the stands. One of the beauties of schools, Gus, that are small like this, everybody's got some families in the stands, right? Little movement on the defensive front, but no penalty markers. A handoff goes into the right side, breaking through, and into the secondary. It's a big run. 50, 40, 30, right side 20, to the 15, at the 10, breaks the tackle, touchdown, McLeod. What a run. That is 64-yard touchdown scamper. And it was, again, base play off the right tackle. And as he broke a couple of tackles around the line of scrimmage, got into the secondary, stretched out those legs, and it was a sprint to the end zone.
Yeah, you talk about that run right there. As he got to the right side, he broke a tackle right at the line of scrimmage, was able to push into that second level, and there was just not much help there. Jason was a valiant effort down around the 5-yard line. Weren't able to bring him down. Now, McLeod will line up for the 2-point conversion.
They love the 2-point conversion. Chinhall, the guy's going to take the snap. Gage Fields on his right side, looking for 2. Chinhall will take it. Side down, side down, side down. Wants to pitch. There's nowhere to go with it. Now he's going to throw it late. Is he in? It's a 2-point conversion. The catch by Trennan Cantrell. And Gus, Jerry Chinhall did a tremendous job of stretching that play out and keeping that play going to the sideline. Got a timeout, Joseph at 8:18 to go in the opening half. Second score of the game by McLeod. Now Bulldogs 14, Chargers nothing.
It's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. It's also a great day to rid your home or business of ants, bugs, mice, or other pesky invaders. Urban Lawn Care is licensed and insured to provide pest control and extermination, as well as termite inspections and treatment programs. Call Urban Lawn Care today at 913-367-4478 in Atchison. Urban Lawn Care, ensuring your space stays pest-free.
Hey, it's so good to have you along with us here. Friday Night Football in October. Gets any better than this, I don't know how. Equally good, though, Saturday afternoon football in October, and we're going to be up at Wilcox Stadium tomorrow, Benedictine Homecoming 2024, Hall of Fame weekend, and I guarantee a massive crowd. You got to get there early, and you're going to be glad you did. Here's the boot away, and it is spinning away from the return man, bounces at the 20, rolls down, and picked up at the 15-yard line, going to the right side, back to the 20, a short return. The return guy down there was hoping that thing was going to spin and get away and go out of bounds, but it just kind of died right on the 14. He had to get it.
Yeah, for being pretty shortcut grass, the ball has hit this stuff today and just died. I mean, and you would think that we haven't had rain in a while, so the ground is hard. You would expect that ball to skip a little more. It just has not done that to this point.
Okay, is this another deflated football gate thing? Are those footballs a little under-aired? Because you're exactly right. They are not bounding like we oftentimes see. 8 minutes to go in the opening half. JCN looking to get something on the board. They'll sweep to the left side. Merrick will turn to the 20. Runs into three defenders, and as he's tackled, a penalty marker finds in the offensive backfield, and that does not bode well for the Chargers.
Yeah, it looks like a good kickout block from here, but the officials are going to say that there was a hold right there on the edge.
And I'm going to tell you, I left the block and was following the guy downfield, so I never saw that happening in the backfield, so I'm no judge of this. But there's your call, holding.
What they used to call that, like a J block, right? Like you come down and then you kick out. And I thought it was a nice little kick out block. The running back cut back underneath it. And yeah, the official must have seen a hold. This will back the ball up to the 10-yard line. It'll be first down from there for JCM.
Well, the good news, and I say this once in a while, the good news is there's no play in the book that you can't run from your own 10-yard line. I mean, you got plenty of room.
You would run a draw right here.
A screen. I'd run a screen or a draw. There's nowhere on the field I won't run a screen or a draw.
That is your playbook.
The two greatest plays in football. Here's your first down at 20. And again, it's going to be Merrick. He'll cut right, gets a little head of steam up, and when he gets that going, he's hard to stop, gets across the 20. That is a fantastic 14-yard carry on first and 20.
Yeah.
When you're on first and 20, 14-yard gain, that's kind of what you need.
Yeah, you now set yourself up with that whole second and six call, 720 left here in the first quarter. McLeod leading by 14.
Now, America's going to come out, get a little breather after that hard run. And the Chargers break the huddle and come out over the ball. 7:11 to go before halftime. Receivers two to the left. One wide to the right, the far side of the field. Motion will go that way. Quarterback takes a snap, and now what they tried to do, that was a hard play. Now, you got to help me. Were they trying to snap that to the jet back, or was it really going to the quarterback and he just kind of ran into it and got in the way?
We'll never know.
We're not. When they're going to talk about it, Coach Schneider's going to make it very clear to his team as he takes the timeout, and we're going to enjoy it with him. Joseph, the break here at 6:57 to go in the half. It remains Bulldogs 14, Chargers scoreless.
Party pants on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right. Grilled all white meat chicken is ready to fiesta. Fresh pico is ready to fiesta. And our fiesta sauce is obviously ready to fiesta. Kind of its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants and your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app, earn free food.
Well, after that play, the Chargers exercise their second timeout of the opening half, and they will come out over the ball, out of the huddle, second down 5, their own 25-yard line. Welcome back to McLeod, Kansas, everybody. Northeast Kansas League High School Football. JCN. QB will keep it himself, fakes a handoff, comes to the middle, now fouls, boots to the outside, looking to get to the edge, and with a great second effort, Gus, he is going to step beyond the 30, push out of bounds at the 31, but we'll move the chain.
I was going to say, all he had to do was get beyond the 30 to pick up the first down. Mitchell keeps turning around, looking across the field, and yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it's close. Like, you needed to get to the 30, the ball has just passed, and so finally, they're going to go ahead and decide to move those sticks, 6:44 left here in the first half. Now, for JCN, not a must possession right here. You've got a whole second half. You've got 6.5 left. But the advantage is a score here, and if you can run out some more of this clock, you do get the ball to start the second half. And all of a sudden you can change your complexion of this game pretty quickly.
Merrick Noll and Christopher Noll come into the lineup, but quarterback's going to keep himself. Will Elias will go to the left, gets hit, gets spun, and there's going to be targeting.
Well, it's one of those things we talked about early on in the ball game. We saw it a lot 2 weeks ago. You talk about the way that McLeod hit. It's not
we
hit.
Talked about it in the car on the way down here tonight.
It's not hit, wrap up, drive through. It's run at him, lower the shoulder, lower the helmet, and try for the big hit. Personal foul, targeting is a call against McLeod because, again, leading with that head right there, automatic first down. Ball's going to be out near midfield to the 46-yard line. It'll be first and 10 JCN.
And, by the way, just to put everybody at ease, he sat there for a minute, but then Will jumps up, jogs into the huddle, seems to be fine.
That's one of those plays where you sit there for a second, and you're like, man, it's a bad
guy really hits hard. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Midpoint of quarter number two, Chargers moving to 6 by way of that penalty from their own 45 now. Trip short side. Little wraparound handoff, and Merrick will go ahead getting 2 tough yards. And how about that? Big old Yuchenna Archie with the tackle. He's kind of a do-everything guy for this team. Kicks off.
Kickoff specialist, defensive lineman, offensive lineman.
Yeah. And he's a big cat out there, so you can see. And by the way, you know how I always tell the hardworking guys, look at how bright the white numbers on his jersey are. They're about rubbed off here in week 7. I mean, this guy's been on the ground rolling around all season long. Quarterback's back to throw, throwing into some traffic, and it's picked off at the 30. Up the right side, 35, crosses the 45, and dropped at the 45-yard line as he tries to stretch it out. And that is Drennan Cantrell. Just double coverage downfield. Well thought he was going to be able to thread that through there, but the big, tall defensive back was able to stretch out and get it.
Yeah, and for Will, he's got to start to understand that defense a little bit. You had safety corner on the left side of the field. So that meant on the back side of the field, you just had corners in man, and both corners got behind the post route. So, again, if you throw it a little deeper and towards the middle of the field, you had those guys open because the safety was shaded to the left side of the field.
Yeah, but quarterbacks, Gus, I mean, come on, it's natural, it's human nature. You got a favorite receiver, and you're going to maybe try to give it to him. You're going to try to get it to him because he's who you like to throw it to. Here's a sweep to the left side. It's going to be right at the first down marker, a near 10-yard gain on a first down run by McLeod. They're going to take it from their own 46 to the Charger 45, second and a short one.
The Flies move a lot slower
this
part of the year.
They're lethargic a little bit here.
And so for McLeod, now they flip the script a little bit. They have the ball with 4:40 left, leading by 14. Their goal right now is to hold on to this ball as long as they can, right? Like run this clock down under a minute before they try to give it back.
Bandow will go motion. QB takes a snap. No, it's going to be direct snap, a little wildcat, and pick it up down to the 40-yard line. Now they're still on his feet. And look at this, pushing and shoving and hard play. I'm gonna go with that adjective, hard play.
Gage Fields on the run right there for McLeod. Able to pick up a first down inside the 40 to the 39-yard line. The officials will stop the clock for just a moment to reset the chains. And here we go at 4:15 left in the half. Jason going to think about a substitution, then they're not going to make it. As McLeod races out there over the football.
A third opening half touchdown for McLeod would be game-changing. They'll motion to the near side, sprinting all the way to the near side. Quarterback's going to keep it straight ahead. And again, he'll break tackles, get it down to the 30, and another near 10-yard run for Drennan Cantrell.
That time finally making the stop. Abraham Noll for JC, and Abraham a senior defensive lineman.
So Chargers are going to switch Cohen Novinsky out, We're going to bring back in Alexander Easterday. As right now, some of the guys needing a little minute. Coach Schneider rotates his athletes. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. Opening half, 14-0 McLeod. Jason is threatened, not scored, and now a little misdirection play. Needed a yard, got about 4. Moving the chains, it's another McLeod first down.
Yeah, for McLeod, though, they've run the ball between the tackles really well. And you look back to their last touchdown on their third possession of the game, that 64-yard run, there was nothing spectacular or special about it. He just ran right off the right side, got some good blocking, and then broke two tackles right there at that second level and were able to get to the end zone. They just keep running at you, hoping to break a couple tackles and then score one free.
QB will take it, fakes the pitch, pulls it back, then goes ahead and pitches late and kicking it down the left side inside the 25-yard line. Pick up maybe 3 or so yards
for JC and Will Elias over there on the stop for the Chargers. You're also going to see, well, Alexander Easterday coming off the bottom of that stack.
How much have we seen McLeod throw the football tonight?
What?
Maybe.
Right, the one where they threw it to the back of the end zone and it was a turnover on downs and then the two-point conversion.
The two-point conversion, yeah.
So, I believe we've just seen two passes.
Here we come, back to the line of scrimmage. Motion will come to the right side, that's the wide side. And the play is blown dead. Offside on the offense. He seemed very puzzled by this.
It was just weird how once he crossed the quarterback, he arced his motion back. So, like, he ran in front of the quarterback, but right as he just got past the quarterback, he took a half a step back into the backfield, and it looked like he was almost arcing back for, like, I don't know, a swing pass or something out to the right flat. Just a whole lot of interesting movement right there. Stop the clock with 2:13 left here in the first half.
Referee's having a little conversation with some of the McLeod players because I think they're asking him, okay, just exactly what happened here, and he was trying to explain. Yeah. Why did you do that? And we're down to the last 2 minutes of the half.
As an athlete, you always had it in your mind, oh, I did this, but I wonder if they saw it.
Did you ever have the courage to ask him? Because you don't get him starting to look. Quarterback's back, deep drop, looking to throw the ball. Throwing it hard as he can down the right side, and there's no one within about 18 yards of that pass.
That time he just rears back, throws a flag to the back corner of the end zone. There was nothing there, and the incomplete pass will stop it with a minute 49, and it will now bring up a third and 11 for McLeod. And that was, as you talked about, they're only their third pass attempt of the first half.
I think quarterbacks should look at that play, okay, and when it's come time to dump a pass, that's how you do it, okay? You throw it about 20 yards beyond downfield where nobody's going to catch it. You don't flirt with that, you know, grounding or any of that. QB's going to take the snap, tries to get outside, gets a nice block. They'll seal the edge. He'll go down the left sideline, dancing it, and he's going to be way down inside the 5-yard line. You can see him working the tightrope.
They're going to mark him way back, maybe around the 14-yard line. They're going to say he finally stepped out. So, backside official is going to say he stepped out around the 13, 14-yard line. So, big break right there for JCN.
Yeah, that was a nice little run down the side. And, again, you can see he was just trying to keep his balance, keep his feet in play, and keep moving it down the field before he finally got driven out. So let's call this thing at the 13-yard line, first down, 10 McLeod, put a minute 40 to go. But they still have timeouts. JCN has one left. Ball's on the ground, and Chargers may have jumped on it. Getting off the bottom of the stack. It is Charger football. What a great heads-up play underneath by Jefferson County North. And they will steal the ball away. And coming off the bottom of the stack, is that Alexander? It is Alexander Easterday, the sophomore.
Yeah, Alexander Easterday playing that defensive line position, got into the backfield in a hurry and did a great job of seeing the ball on the ground. So many times those defensive tackles, as they're working their way through the line, they never really see that ball hit the ground. And if they do, it's tough to find it. Great job by Easterday keeping his eyes up as he works upfield, picking up the fumble. And, wow, what a huge break for the JCN defense.
Not McClump has played so well tonight, and yet, Gus, maybe the weakness that they've shown us is a propensity to put that ball on the ground because that's like their third time they've done that, but have been able to recover their own first 2 minute and a half to go. Chargers setting up. There's your screen, and up the right side, Baker. And this time, he's hit across the line of scrimmage, but will lean and fall forward, pick up some nice yardage, up to around the 20. So it's going to be gain of now close to 5. Minute 10 to go in the half. Chargers quickly hustling up to the line of scrimmage again. They've got a single timeout remaining. QB's back, looks right, throws right, has his man, dances out of bounds, and is it going to be complete, and is it a first down? It is a catch, and it is just short of the marker on the far sideline. With the catch, sophomore Wyatt Burke.
Now the official stopping play, he's going to walk over.
There's a marker to 22.
Ah, there we go. This official right here spotting the ball is covering that up for me.
Inside a minute to go in the first half.
You got to start thinking maybe a lineman downfield or...
J.C. and backing up. Whatever it is, it's no good for the Chargers.
Personal foul.
So, again, that is completely across the field from us. We're well back from the track, so that's like 60 yards away, and I did not see through all the guys exactly what had transpired over there. But
so now we're under a minute. McLeod still has three timeouts. So if you're McLeod, you start thinking about maybe using one of these and coming after the punter on a fourth down and maybe set yourself up with a short field right here.
Third down, 13 from your own 13 for Jefferson County North.
Chargers are going to use their last one.
Yep. Chargers taking the third time out of the half. Joseph, here comes your break at 59 seconds to go before intermission. McLeod, 14. Chargers, nothing.
When you need professional, reliable electrical service, Gerber Electric in Atchison has you covered. With free estimates and guaranteed work, you can trust us to get the job done right. And don't forget to visit our retail space at 405 North 17th Street for all your electrical supplies, from bulbs and batteries to connectors and more. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Call or stop by today.
Back to McLeod, Kansas, everybody, with 59 seconds to go in the opening half. It is a 14-0 Bulldog lead here at home on senior night, and J.C. has just utilized its third timeout here in the first half as they're looking at a third down and long from deep in their own end. To be precise, third down at about 13 from their own 13. And McLeod just continues to bank those timeouts and didn't even have to use one right there. So here come the Chargers. If unable to pick up this first down, McLeod is going to have timeouts and a short field with very little time left before the half. Quarterback is back to throw. Steps up in a pocket, being chased. Now he's in deep trouble. Will run to the outside. Now throw back into the middle of the field. A high-risk pass. Is it picked off? No. It's going to be incomplete at the 30-yard line. And for McLeod, a diving effort by Drennan Cantrell. Yes, that was...
Yeah, Drennan Cantrell had the interception on the last possession. That time he came flying up the field trying to scoop that one up off the ground. But the problem with that play for JCN is, again, took a lot of time to develop. And I don't think that quarterback Will Elias realized that Jed Holwick was chasing him down from behind. And now JCN out to punt.
They're going to be booting it away from inside the 10. It'll bound to the 40, 45, nice JC and bounce, but will still be short of midfield, and the Bulldogs are going to have 48 yards to go and 39 seconds to get there with three timeouts, because a team that does not throw the ball a lot, they're going to have to bust something.
Yeah, they haven't thrown the ball well. They've only attempted right three passes, I think, all evening. And it's not like got Harry Balky back there to kick, so it's not like you need like 15 yards. So again, for McLeod, you can spread the field, but I would probably just spread the field, try a couple draws, and see if I could pick up some big yards and maybe a couple broken tackles.
JCN's not really dropping back in deep coverage. A short pass is caught on his knees for a 3-yard gain, but caught in the field of play. And McLeod, we're going to keep it right here. Joseph McLeod is going to use its first timeout. 33 seconds left in the half. Just as a receiver, you catch that thing at your knee, shouldn't you just let it go on a 2-yard gain?
Yeah, you know, this is something both of these quarterbacks do, is they really drive the football when they throw it, right? They don't put any touch behind it or any loft to it. I mean, they just step back and get on top of that football and drive it in there. And that time, by
doing too many Brett Favre highlight reels,
well, by doing that, that receiver has to go down to make that catch versus if you just kind of throw it off your back foot, you're going to get a little more loft on that and the receiver's going to have a chance to make a catch and work the ball upfield. But yeah, that was probably the worst of both worlds. You only picked up 2 yards and you had to burn your first time out.
Yeah, and even a perfectly thrown ball, not one like that one thrown at the shoe tops, but a perfectly thrown ball, hard to catch. 33 seconds remaining in the opening half. Coming out of the timeout, it is a second down 8 for Clout at the JCN 46-yard line. Chargers cannot afford giving up a third score in the first half. QB with a three-step drop, looks left, goes left way downfield and way out of reach of his intended receiver. Screaming down the left side is Bo Harsh, but it's going to be out of his reach and incomplete. And again, here you go.
Get a little air under that football and allow your receiver a chance to get down there. Quarterback, again, screams one down the field, and his receiver just couldn't catch up with it. Now brings up a third down with 27 seconds left. If I am McLeod, I run this football and am happy to get to the half because, again, I don't want to be sitting at a fourth down and give JCN a chance because they do throw the ball well.
Yeah, and in return, maybe they're going to punt this away. QB drops deep, looks left, goes left, then in and out of the hands of his receiver because thrown so hard he couldn't catch it at the 36.
And Brody Van Dyke was over there able to put a hit on the receiver as soon as the ball got near him. He's going to stop the clock with 23 seconds. Now, JCN doesn't have any timeouts, but again, come after the punter here or a good punt return.
Said, you're going to have a couple throws at this. So you're saying McLeod's going to punt? I'm not thinking that.
Like,
I think that they're thinking, if I can't pick up a first down, I've still got you over half of the field away. They are leaving the offense out on the field. Check this out.
Quick kick.
Here comes McLeod. Quarterback's back to throw. Looks left, steps up, throws a bullet way high and out of reach for Drennan Cantrell. And the Chargers, with 18 seconds and no timeouts left, because you got a couple three plays here.
Yeah, if you run them to the sideline, and here's the deal. You pick up a first down, it's going to stop the clock just long enough to get the ball spotted. So, again, yeah, you can probably get two plays out of this. You get three if you run it correctly.
Here they will go from their own 45-yard line. Jefferson County North running its offense out. And, of course, at JCN, you've also got the option to take an E and just go to the locker room also. But I don't feel like that's what Coach Snyder's got thinking here. Trips left, twins right. Back to throw, Will. He's hit, gets away, rolls right, steps back, throws one into traffic. A great catch on the far sideline is stepping out of bounds with a football. Wyatt Burke. And they're down to the 40-yard line, moving to 6, 11 seconds to go in the half. Chase into the McLeod 40-yard line. Let me fix that. That's the McLeod 36-yard line. That was a nice play. Chargers racing up over it. Doobie's back to throw again. Will rolls right, chase back, all the way back to the 50. Back at his own half of the field, now steps up, looking, throws short, and again, caught on a knee in the field of play at the 35-yard line, takes us to halftime. Penalty marks it down because they're linemen downfield, right? There had to be.
You got to think at least a holding over there. The second one is a little further downfield, so.
We'll wait, Joseph, just to make sure it is an offensive penalty. JCN's not leaving.
Wishful thinking, right?
I suppose. You got to be optimistic.
Face mask against McLeod. Holding against JCN. Oh, illegal man downfield. They'll offset each other. We've come to the break.
Here we go. It's halftime in McLeod, Kansas. We'll return to summarize all the action for you as they go to the locker room. It is McLeod 14, Jefferson County North nothing.
Thanks for listening to our high school football game of the week here on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete recap of the first half action coming up right after this.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
Time extravaganza gets set to unfold here at McLeod High School. Teams have headed to the locker room, and McLeod Gus enjoys a 14-0 intermission lead over Jefferson County North. And for the Bulldogs, the tone was set really early on that very first possession where they got that huge kickoff and had a very short field to operate from and got that early score. And that's kind of set the tone here.
Yeah, they were able to take that opening kickoff all the way down to about the 25-yard line. A few plays later, they would get onto the board with their first touchdown of the evening, a 6-yard run by the quarterback, Jarek Chinhall. JCN's first possession, they started out near midfield, were able to get all the way down to the 20 before they fumbled it away. That was the only time JCN touched the ball in the first quarter. McLeod, finally, on their third possession, they were able to score on a 64-yard Gage Fields touchdown run. And they were able to capitalize on the two-point conversion with a pass to the back corner of the end zone. They got us to our 14-0 lead. There were some turnovers in the first half for McLeod. They had a fumble that was recovered by Alexander Easterday. I'm going to chalk that up as the biggest play of the first half, right? Because if McLeod goes down and scores their third touchdown of the first half, JCM's kind of at that breaking point of maybe not enough possessions to score three and come back and win this thing. So that was a huge play right there by Alexander Easterday. For JCN, they had a fumble on their first possession. Trenton Cantrell was able to get an interception on the third possession. And in between there, you went punt, punt, half. So, again, it was not the cleanest first half for the JCN offense. A lot of things to work on. And as a head coach, Jeff Schneider has got a chance to come over here, talk to his team. They're right here behind the press box, utilizing this little grassy area as a locker room. And, again, you've got a lot of things that you could talk about, a lot of things to clean up, and really, tackling is probably the big thing, right? Because
yeah,
you go back to that 64-yard run by Gage Fields, it wasn't spectacular, it wasn't anything crazy. It was able to break, like, three tackles in the video.
So long kickoff return, same thing.
Yeah, set up the first touchdown,
yeah,
right? So, again, you tackle a little better, all of a sudden we might even be looking at a scoreless first half.
And with that said, another thing that Coach Schneider's telling his guys, go, you know what, we didn't do some things that we normally do and some things we can do. Well, we got two scores. I mean, this could be much, much worse. This is a very manageable kind of a deficit if you're JC and if you're McLeod. Coach is saying, hey, guys, you played really hard. Do that again in the second half and you'll win.
Yeah, he's saying more of the same in the second half,
more
right?
Of the same.
I think for JCN, the other thing you got to talk about is take care of the football, right? You had the interception. You had the fumble on your first drive. But those are mental mistakes. Those are things you're going to have to clean up. Those are things you're going to have to do better about if you're wanting to win this football game. And McLeod has, you know, just capitalized at the right time, right? The long kickoff return, they punch it in for a touchdown. They didn't settle for, you know, trying to throw the ball on fourth down and have to make something happen. I mean, they were just able to continue chunking the ball away and picking up good yardage. You talk about their second touchdown. Like, they just capitalized off the broken tackles and getting into the end zone. These are the things that good teams do, especially this time of the year.
Well, we're being entertained by the marching band here at halftime, and going to take a little bit of a break when we come back. Second half coming up, and we're also going to preview. We got some great fun coming up tomorrow here on Care Radio is Benedictine football from Wilcox Stadium. But we'll talk about that when we get back. Right now, though, we're taking a break, intermission, in tonight's high school game. The score from McLeod, Kansas, Bulldogs 14, Jefferson County North, nothing. We're going to kick it back to our man, Joseph. He's in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Got the best halftime of the night right here.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive-through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive-through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7, your daily source for local news, weather, and sports. Taking a look at the Care Country sports calendar. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Benedictine Ravens football action for you as they are playing host to Missouri Baptist for homecoming. 1 p.m. is the scheduled kickoff time. Join us right around 12:40 or so to get all of that pregame show. We're also your home for local sports, where we will have daily sports broadcasts. We have Sports Look coming to you Thursday night. Sports Look is when Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Next Friday night, we'll have Marhill Mount Academy on the road at Troy. Join us at 7 p.m. for that game. And then Saturday brings us to the Benedictine Ravens on the road at Missouri Valley. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Taking a look around the area, we've got a lot of halftime scores to report. In the Sabetha Blue Jays Oskaloosa Bears game, it is the Blue Jays at 35 to Bears 0. In the Jackson Heights game, which just came to the half, it is Jackson Heights 60 to Valley Falls 0. Troy and Centralia are all knotted up 14 to 14. Axtell was leading at the last report 36 to 6 in Hanover's game, as this is a replay of state game from 2023. And currently, Axtell's got, I believe, 44 points, but I'll get back to you with that. Clifton Clyde, at the end of the first quarter, had 16 to Rock Hills 0. Rossville had 14 to Opie's 0 at the half. Last report, it was Riverside 12 to Donovan West 0. Royal Valley and Nemaha Central were meeting up tonight as well. It's an interesting game there, with Royal Valley sitting ahead at the end of first quarter at 8-7. In the Hiawatha-Horton game, it is Horton 21 to Hiawatha's 7. In the Hayden-Perry-Lecompton game at the end of the first, it was Hayden 8, Perry-Lecompton 0. Deep in the second, it was Atchison 28 to Parsons 0. At the end of the first, it was Carr-Paravel 48 to Maranatha's 0. And at the half, Osage City is tied with Silver Lake 14 to 14 as well. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Cole Siebenmorgan, loan officer at Exchange Bank and Trust. If you're in the market to purchase or start building the home of your dreams, we want you to come see us. With competitive rates and flexible terms on home and construction loans, Exchange Bank is here to offer you the best financing available. Take the next step in making your dreams a reality. Stop by today or go to our website, ebt.bank. Exchange Bank and Trust, NMLS 445799, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 46 tonight under mainly clear skies, winds out of the south 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 76. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 45. Temps well above average Sunday and Monday, with highs in the upper 70s. Slight chance for showers Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 61 and clear in downtown Atchison. It feels like 60 out there, with the winds out of the southeast at 7 miles per hour. Relative humidity 43%, the dew point 38 degrees Fahrenheit, barometric pressure on the rise at 30.25 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom and Gus Kautz shortly.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
We now return to the field for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week on CARE 93.7 and online at mscsports.net under the Listen Live tab.
Hey, everybody, we welcome you back again to McLeod, Kansas, where we're at halftime. Second half is coming up pretty shortly as the two teams are back out on the field warming up. It is a 14-0 McLeod lead over to the Jefferson County North Chargers here at intermission. Many thanks to our man, Joseph, producer, engineer, all-around good guy, back in the K-Radio Sports Studios. Joseph, thank you for all you're doing. Gus Counts with me here upstairs, and Tom Counts, Gus, JC and warming up on the near sideline. They're doing like stretch exercises, you know, where you go across the field and take the deep knee bends. I was always like to be one of the guys in the back that, you know, where the coach couldn't see me so well. And you were just kind of like taking long, slow steps. You know, you didn't have to really bend those knees that much, did you?
No, you talk about the stretching and things like that.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning is Joseph going to be at 5th in Kansas and leading calisthenics before they push beds up 5th Street?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
The bed race tomorrow.
I figure that's what the signs were earlier, right?
Now we're talking great traditions as it's homecoming 2024 at Benedictine College. This weekend, there are going to be alumni coming in from the four corners of the planet, and we are looking forward to seeing some old friends up there. It's Hall of Fame weekend, and very pertinent for us, it's football Saturday. Benedictine is going to be hosting Missouri Baptist. Spartans coming to town for the first time. Let's see. Ever?
Yeah, this will be the first time that the Spartans are coming to Atchison. The second time these two teams have met. Last year, we went over to, was it technically St. Louis?
St. Chuck.
Okay. I mean, we were kind of on the outskirts.
Yeah, technically St. Charles.
But. Okay. So, anyway, Benedictine came away with a win last year against Missouri Baptist. And it was a game that I think it was a little closer than most people thought, but the Spartans are going to bring in a 4-1 record and take on. How about this? Benedictine moved up a couple spots on the bye week. They are all the way up to the number 8 ranked team in the nation. Only loss has come to the number 2 team in the country, Grandview. So, should be a fun one at Wilcox Stadium tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock kickoff. Ravens-Spartans.
The guy in North, trailing by a pair of scores as we get set to go to the second half, is going to be able to have a first opportunity at things as they will put their kick return unit out of the field to take the kickoff to begin the second half. Put a good toe to it. Eugene Argy, big guy that we've been talking about all evening long. And again, big, strong guy. And you'll notice how he tees the ball up. It's not teed up.
Just lay it down.
He lays it flat on the ground.
Whoa.
And take him out. Oh, man, yikes. What a catch at the 35 and up to the 41-yard line goes Jack Kern. That thing was shooting by him. He looked like a shortstop going headlong. He grabs that thing out of the sky. And
playing third base.
He picked up some great yardage with that return by taking it so short.
That was like a third base on a back half. I mean, that thing was a rocket coming at him. And for JC, an excellent starting field position. They're going to start this thing all the way out at the 41-yard line.
Got old Brody going wide to the right side for the Chargers. And filling a slot is going to be Christopher Noel. They'll hand off right side Merritt. Plants the foot. Cuts up 45, 6, 7-yard line. A nice run for the first play of the second half. And that's what JCN needs, is just to kind of get those game legs underneath, get a little momentum, get a little rhythm in that offense.
Drennan Cantrell made the stop for McLeod right there. But I like that play call for JCN. Talk about it. Just get back to basics a little bit, running the ball right up the middle. And that's something that JCN has done well this year, is running the ball. And I think in the first half, they had just those limited possessions, only touching the ball really 4 times. That 5th possession was a race against the clock with only 30 seconds left and no timeouts. With trips right, the quarterback is going to run left, keep it himself, gets across the 30. He's going to have a 50. He's going to have a first down in McLeod territory, moving the chain. That time, Judd Hallwick over there to make the stop, along with Gage Fields, but not before. JCN able to move the stick, picking up a first down now in Bulldog territory. Gus, do you have a waste receptacle over here? I got an empty water bottle. I don't want to trash up our place up here tonight. I want to leave it like we found it. 11 minutes to go in the third. Chargers coming out of the gate fast. First and 10 to the 48-yard line of McLeod.
I hope we're just still on the second floor by the time this thing ends.
It'd be nice to not be on the ground. Sweeping right is going to be Merrick. He'll cut back in, and that could cut against the grain, and a late flag at the point of tackle. The Chargers were looking for it. They were calling for this penalty.
Eugene Ngorgi makes a stop on the play for McLeod, and now the officials taking a little time trying to figure out what the penalty is.
It was a personal foul or a face mask, come on.
Personal foul against McLeod.
So, for Jefferson County North, I tell you what, this is the time to make a little hay. You tip the ball to begin the second half. You've come out of the box pretty hot. You're trying to get that momentum, trying to get that inertia, that drive going down the field, and you got to go in here right out of the gate.
You know what this drive kind of reminds me of? And JCN fan doesn't want to hear this. It reminds me of that first drive of the game for JCN where they were able to move the ball down the field but finally ended up fumbling the ball at the 20.
Snap back. Quarterback's going to keep it himself. Will bounce outside. Looks into the middle. There's just nothing there. They stretch it way out. He'll get a little, but not a lot. It'll bring up a second down long.
That time, Jen and Cantrell over there, and Judd Hallwick finally showed up to pull him backwards. The officials, I think I can give him a couple on the play, bring up a second and 8.
Play coming in from the near sideline. That's going to be Knox Heston, one of those freshmen that we've talked about a lot during the course of the evening. We're swapping out for Merrick Knoll. Merrick's one of the old guys out there. He's a sophomore. Wide right, Brody Van Dyke. Big guy on the right side. You see out there, that's Andrew Baker. He'll be kind of a wing-type position. QB's going to be back to throw. Looking. Over the middle, and batted to the ground, and nearly picked off. And Blake penalties again, Sale, in the defensive backfield.
That thing came right after the ball had hit the ground. Great job by McLeod getting up there with Gage Fields, able to get a hand on the football and knock it to the ground. And now, officials with the late flag coming together to talk about this.
Neither team has conceded any real estate yet, as the officials are taking a lot of time hashing this thing over. Don't forget, post-game, stick around here on 93.7 for the High School Football Scoreboard Show. It's Jake and Boz. If Boz sticks around long enough, maybe it'll be Boz and Jake someday. You know, always got to strive for that.
Personal foul against McLeod. Personal foul against JCN. They're going to offset. It's your favorite double technical, right?
Hate that. Come on, man.
When it's all said and done, it will bring up a...
I got to move this thing back, yeah. Got to move this thing back here on the, 22-yard line, something like that. We're going to call it 22, second and 7.
Will Elias will come all the way over here to the near sideline, get the call from head coach Jeff Schneider. About halfway back to the huddle, he stops, turns around, and asks Coach Schneider one more question before he turns around and relays that call. And now the McLeod coaches are out on the field. They have a question about this penalty. I think they've got an issue that they've had now 2 personal fouls already called on this first possession in the second half.
They had a couple in the first half.
But I think it's one of those things where when you let things go, and then you try to reel them back, you start.
So do officials, I've never been in an official's locker room at halftime. The officials sit down and say, guys, man, we got to tighten up the reins on this thing a little bit when we go back out there.
I think instinctual, yeah. I think enough people are going to bring things up to you and you're like, we'll start looking for that maybe a little more. And then when you see it, you're like, man, I got to call that.
I can't not do that. I can't let that go. Because here's the thing. It doesn't get better. Okay? It's only going to get worse as the game goes on. So at some point, you got to draw that line in the sand and say, okay,
yes,
this we will
be okay with, but this we won't be so much okay.
And finally, the white hat did the best thing he could.
You
listen for a while, and then you'll walk away and keep playing the game.
Yeah.
9:47 left here in the third quarter of play. JC on their first drive in the second half.
Will takes the snap. He wanted to pitch to the outside, but that guy was covered up, and there was just nothing to do but eat the football. And for McLeod, that was a pretty nice play out there.
58.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Third one. That was a really nice play of stretching that thing out, pushing it over to the sideline. And then his outlet guy, the guy he was going to pitch it to, he was covered up too, so there was just nothing to do.
Yeah, I think as you work that play to the right side, you realize that if I pitch it, he's going to get hit, and let's just go ahead and tuck it and take care of the football right here.
So with 9:20 to go in the third quarter, JCN looking at, okay, is it third or fourth down? There's some discrepancy here. I think it's supposed to be third. The down box down there, I think he may have just shifted it. It is angled away from us so we can't see it, but I believe he had fourth. I think he switched it back to three. That's kind of a big deal right here. Now the officials again all coming together.
So it's fourth. Okay, and that came back on the penalty, right? Because it came back on the penalty with the offsetting personal fouls. They probably called both of those as dead ball personal fouls, so the play counted, and then that's where we got off on the third and second down.
Probably what Coach Seth Mills was talking about, too, when there are lots of down on that. Quarterback's back. It's fourth down call, JC, and he's got all kinds of time now. Throws into the middle. It's Pinnock off, and there's some room to go. But instead, cutting into the middle, working to the left side, 35, 40, back into the middle across the 40 to the 44-yard line. And it will bring up the Klaus offense, first and 10, and JCN has been picked off again.
Yep, and for JCN, that's going to be the second interception of the night. So, again, very reminiscent of the first possession of the ball game for JCN, able to move the ball downfield, but then end up turning the football over deep in McLeod territory.
The penalty hurt the Chargers. Not the yardage, but the loss of the down probably is much or more than anything. And we'll get our first look at McLeod in the second half. First and 10 at their own 44-yard line. Little straight ahead run into the left side and hit and stood up. And great hit by Merrick Noel. He'll get some credit for that tackle. It'll bring up after a gain of about 3 second down 7. Clock zipping along. We're already at 8.5 and inside that to go in quarter number 3. And Jefferson County North has still been kept off the scoreboard. Charger offense has been pretty prolific over the course of the season. Quarterback is going to switch over to the right side. Jarek Chinhall waits for the snap. And instead it's going to go to the halfback, and he's going to get to the 50-yard line, pick up 2 or 3 more yards, Gage Fields.
That time, Cohen Novinsky makes the stop on the play. Cohen, a junior in there. Spelled C-O-H-E-N.
With a C, not with a K-O.
Yeah. Too many letters.
Save all that. 7:40 to go in the third. Third down call. Big one hit the 50. Third down at about 4. Ball goes up to the midfield stripe. McLeod going from left to right in the third quarter. Snap back. The run to the outside. What a defensive play! Shooting through the middle, running not only through the blockers at the line, but Rex Furman also ran through the back who was leading the play and made a huge tackle for a loss.
What a job right there by Rex. He was being somewhat blocked as he had engaged with an offensive lineman, was pushing that offensive lineman all the way into the backfield, made a great tackle for loss. It will now bring up a 4th and 10, so give it a TFL of 7 yards right there for JCN's Rex Furman.
Ken Hall goes over, talks to coach, and again, McLeod not looking to punt the football. They're going to leave the offense out there on a 4th and 10 of their own 45-yard line. Now he's going to drop back for the quick kick. Snap is back, and there's the boot, and that's a rocket. It's a screamer. Lands at the 20, 15, 10, 5, trickles into the end zone. That thing went 1 yard deep
into the end zone. It's like the first time tonight that we've seen the ball bound. Right? What? All night, the ball has hit and just died. That thing, the ball hit, picked up some momentum, and rolled out the end zone. So, a touchback will bring the ball out for JCN to start this possession. And McLeod with, how about that, their first punt of the night. JCN will now touch the ball for the seventh time this evening, coming at the 6.5 mark of the third quarter.
What would you bet the total yards between these two teams are very, very similar numbers?
Yeah, I would say possibly, right?
Here we go. Chargers are getting at their own 20-yard line. It's a first and 10. Jeff North, straight ahead running. And there goes Merrick, 25. Carries defenders across the 30 for a first down. Drennan can't draw with a tackle, but an 11-yard gain. First and 10, Jeff North.
Nice imposer will type run right there for JC. And the offensive lineman got great push. And then Merrick Noll, as he made his first contact, he was about 8 yards downfield before he contacted anybody, able to push forward and pick up the first down to the 31-yard line. That'll be first and 10 with 6 minutes left here in the third quarter.
Jason, receiver, goes about 6 yards offside and quickly backs up. He says, whoa, line of scrimmage is this 5-yard line. Same play, same way, good 4-6.
Again, I like what JCN's doing right here. Offensive line is firing off, opening up those big holes, and JCN just running downhill right now and saying, stop me.
See, and the ground game, both these teams, I mean, predominantly ground-oriented offenses, when they have gone to the air, it has been infrequent, and for JCN, when they've gone to the air, has it gone that well tonight? So, keep it on the ground. Move it downfield. We're down just over 5 minutes ago in the third quarter. It is still a 14-0 McLeod lead. Clay coming in from the near sideline. Last guy in, Knox Heston for Jeff North.
Knox is going to come in and replace Merrick Noll on this second down call.
Going to go a little double wing, and now they're going to move over to the right side. Andrew Baker. QB will keep it himself. Boots left. Trying to get to the edge, a little stiff arm, breaks through the first defender, walks a tight rope, gets the first down. He's up near the 50-yard line. That was an outstanding run by Will Elias.
That time Will Elias, as he went to try to turn the corner, the safety came up, and Will did a great job of just giving that stiff arm, creating the separation from the would-be tackler, picks up the first down, gets downfield near the 50, and then steps out at the 49. Like that play right there by quarterback Will Elias. Will out there, a senior for the JCN ball club.
Will has led this team in rushing many games this year. Very capable runner, but has not had a lot of yards up until this one tonight. And he's going to keep it himself again. Ducks it in the middle of the 50. Will get it down to the 45-yard line. Going to be hit from behind and stopped after about a 7 or 8 yard gain. And again, the defense is just out there just hitting.
Yep, 58 makes the stop on the play for McLeod. And being unprofessional here, there is no 58 in the roster. On the roster tonight. So, we'll give him his flowers, and it was 58, but, you know, right? So, it'll bring up now a second and, wow, this is your favorite call. Second and one, and the ball is at the 41.
Normally, this is when I dial one up, but for JCN tonight, this is where I, again, keep it in the hands, maybe, of Will, and just keep that offense running downhill.
Right now, you have just put good play after good play after good play. So, this has been a nice possession for JCM.
Baker goes tight end left side, wing left side. Handoff is going to go to the running back. He puts his head down and powers into the middle. And Heston is going to get a couple, 3 yards. He's going to have a first down. A little bit more as Gage Fields will get credit for the tackle. But as we're inside 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, JCN will again advance the chain.
Wyatt Burke is going to check in at the tight end position. Andrew Baker will come over to the near sideline and get a drink of water. 3:53 left here in the third quarter play. It'll be first and 10 for JCN. Chargers putting together a great possession right here. This is their second possession of the second half. The first one ended in an interception by Jarek Chenhall.
Wyatt Silvers is going to swing from the slot on the right to the slot on the left. Quarterback is back to throw. A little flare pass that they read instantly, and it's going to be called an incomplete pass. And for JCN, it will bring up a second down.
That time they were trying to flare it out here into the left flat to Brody Van Dyke. Couldn't quite hold on to it. That play was sniffed out quickly. Now into the ball game for JCN, we're going to see the sophomore running back, Merrick Noll.
Yeah, there was no blocking in front of Brody out there that time, and he comes over just going to get a little high-quality H2O here on the near sideline and get it a minute. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Chargers at a second down and a 10 call at the 37-yard line of McLeod. QB will slide left, slide up, now tucks it, runs, hurdles at the line of scrimmage, gets inside the 35-yard line, and it's going to be bumped out of bounds on the near side. And again, as a play ends, players bark at each other and penalty markers fly.
Yeah, I think that's actually probably going to be a late hit out of bounds by McLeod. They had a player that came in right after the quarterback went out of bounds, and the official is going to talk about this for a second.
So I'm curious to see which way it's going to go. Here we go. We'll get the preliminary call.
Dead ball. Personal foul against McLeod. So doesn't really matter on this call because it's going to be a first down anyway, but it is a dead ball personal foul play against the Bulldogs. This will mark the ball all the way down to, you know, find a spot that's somewhere around the 12-ish.
Yeah. Will was not real happy with the way that play ended over here on the near sideline. And this is going to take it down. Yeah, we're going to go with that 12-yard line, Mark. What do you say? 3:20 to go in the third quarter, and the Chargers threatening. This has been their best possession of the game. Receivers go wide right. QB will keep it himself. Cuts left. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's at the goal line. Touchdown! Jefferson County North. And at 3:14 to go in the third quarter, the Chargers are on the board, cutting the McLeod lead to 14-6.
So many people on that play are going to talk about the spectacular run right there by quarterback Will Elias. And getting lost in all of that, the huge block by Andrew Baker, the tight end, was able to steal that edge, allow the quarterback to get into the end zone, and for JCN, a 14-6 game, and now looking for the two-point conversion.
It's a big one here for the Chargers to pick up a first two-point conversion. Very, very, very wide over there. Look at Dawson Lindsay. Quarterback's going to hand off, keep it then instead himself, and he will dive for the end zone. Does not make it, and we're taking a timeout. JCN has gotten on the board. We're taking a break at 3:14 to go in the third. It's McLeod 14, Chargers 6.
Party pants on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right. Grilled all white meat chicken is ready to Fiesta. Fresh Pico is ready to Fiesta. And our Fiesta sauce is obviously ready to Fiesta. Kind of its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants. And your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app. Earn free food.
Jefferson County North, pretty good kickoff unit back out of the field at 3:14 to go in the third quarter. And just your junior little accounting here and taking care of your paperwork. Let me make sure I verify that 3 personal fouls on that position. And I don't care how good your offense is, if you can add another 45 onto it, that's a bonus, yeah?
Yeah, EJCN all of a sudden has kind of come out on that possession. Seems like they're starting to put some things together, starting to feel the way they want things to be. Now it seems like maybe momentum has swung to JCN a little bit, even though you look at the scoreboard and you say, yeah, but McLeod is ahead 8. But right now, JCN's got to be happy with getting that one on the board right there.
Two return men back deep at the 15-yard line. The end-over-end kick will bound at the 20, kind of die there. And the second guy kind of scoops it up late. He is going to be hit and breaks a tackle. And, again, it's a poor tackling up the field. McLeod to the 30, 35, 37-yard line. For a minute, Gus, I thought they had him inside the 20-yard line. That was another nice McLeod return by Gage Fields.
Gage Fields with the return and on the tackle for JCN. Alexander Easterday finally comes over and makes the stop.
Alexander's made some big old plays tonight, hasn't he?
But you look at McLeod and on kickoff, they tend to do that, right? Watch the ball, pick it up at the last second, and then get decent returns out of it. They're going to get this one all the way out to 37 with 3:02 left in the third quarter.
That's risky business when you do that. 14-6, Bulldogs. Second half has not been a great one for them. Here's a hand up into the middle of the line, and what a defensive play inside by Trevor Kelly for JCN.
Right now, this JCN defensive line really getting that push, imposing their will against this McLeod's offensive line. This has been just a good couple series for JCN.
2:40 to go in the third quarter, racing along here in McLeod. quickly getting up to the line of scrimmage, McLeod. Second and long call. Quarter, they're running back, sweeps left. He's going to be hit deep in the backfield. He's going to be thrown for a huge loss. And the Jefferson County North defense, buoyed by Abraham Knoll and a big play there. They've got McLeod now looking at the third down and long.
Well, what has changed right now for JCN is in the first half, those plays, McLeod was getting good steal blocks and getting to the corner. So far here in the second half, the JCN defensive line is getting push and it's driving those plays back. So if you're the running back, instead of having a clear avenue, all of a sudden you're getting that lineman pushed up into your lap and you're not really getting a chance to survey the field.
Vandella's going to set up as a right side now. He's going to switch over to the left. Also to the left is going to be Cantrell. Penalty markers and do we have too much motion going?
We're
going
to get a penalty against JCN. And what happened right there is one of the defensive linemen crossed over the ball when he was trying to, you know, motion back across. There was a lot of motion, and one of those offensive or defensive linemen crossed in front of the football when he was trying to get in position.
So the third and 13 is now a third down 8 at their own 39-yard line for McLeod. And again, look at them. They switch 9 guys from one side to the other. Heavily overload the left side. Quarterback is going to keep it run that way. Gets some blocking. Picks up the first down across midfield. And McLeod, following that overloaded side, gets the yardage they need.
Like, I'm not smart. I'm not. But when you have that much motion, all you're doing is trying to off-balance things. I'm not really sure why JCN feels like they really have to reset the offensive line. Instead, just bring a safety up in the box or shade your linebackers a little bit. I mean, there's just so much motion going up front with your guys.
Two receivers to the near side. JCN's going to have to come over and pick up one of them. Now the quarterback is going to keep it himself. He's going to be hit in the middle of the line and a short gain. Give him 3 on that carry, but he'll take it across midfield to the Charger 48-yard line. Rex Furman, first guy in there for the JCN stop.
We're down to 50 seconds left here in the third quarter. And you look at McLeod, they're going to go over, take a long time talking to the coach. This is most likely going to be the last play of the third quarter because they don't seem in a hurry to want to run any more plays than they have to tonight. 2nd and 8 is the call for the Bulldogs.
Kelly out, Easterday in for the Charger defense. And again, final play of quarter number 3. Running back to the right side of the quarterback on this 3rd or 2nd down long call. They're going to go with a little reverse, swing it around to the near side, cutting back into the middle, but hit and well tackled by the ankles. Getting brought down, running back Drennan Cantrell, Abraham Knoll with a stop, and that is going to take us to the end of the third quarter.
Nope, we stopped the play.
The clock is running. Now they stop it at 4.
I was going to say, he blew it dead at 11.
I'm looking for markers. I'm looking for what prompts or...
Oh, it is. It's over there on the very far sideline in front of the McLeod bench at the 45-yard line. I don't know if you can...
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Okay. All right. Got some big old JCN linemen between me and there. I'll say this. This crew loves its teamwork because they have gotten together and huddled up more than a few times this evening. And
face mask, JCN.
That was a tough break for the Chargers. So Jefferson County North, well, they're going to call it a 5-yarder.
Yeah, so it's going to bring up a 3rd and 1 for McLeod.
And if they wind this clock, I'm still not sure they're going to be able to get this play off in
the
third.
Yeah, he's pointing at the clock. Yeah, I feel like he killed it out at 11. 9?
9, okay.
No, see?
All right.
See, I was a little... Oh, there we go. It is 12 seconds.
McLeod is already up at the line of scrimmage. They have every intention of getting off one more play here in the third, Joseph. 3rd down and a long yard, short of the 40-yard line. QB puts his head down, runs into the middle, spins, twists, and nearly loses the football, but he's going to be able to pick up a 1st down, and that will be the end of the third. We'll be back. 4th quarter coming up here in McLeod, Kansas. It's the Bulldogs 14, the Chargers 6.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing.
Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Here in McLeod, Kansas. Here they have band for the Bulldogs in the background across the way. The officials taking a little bit of time because they're going to have to exchange ends of the field. As the ball is all the way down to the 32-yard line, it is going to be a first and 10 for McLeod, who leads by a score going to the fourth. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio, and Gus Katz with me upstairs. Tom Katz, here comes the McLeod offense, and again, they switch everybody over to the right side, leaving only two wide receivers on the left. Quarterback will hand off into the middle and, again, putting his head down, straight ahead running for Bulldog running back Gage Fields. And yet another tackle, Gus, for Abraham Noel. Underway here in the fourth quarter, Chargers are going to need to come up with a big stop. And by the way, just so you know, McLeod's in four-down territory because they were in four-down territory before they got to the 50.
And in case you were wondering, this is only the second possession of the second half for the McLeod offense.
And they're trying to trick the defense. The quarterback walks off the field. That's an illegal play in college football today, by the way. The quarterback walks over toward the sideline, throwing his arms in the air as if he's, like, trying to stop the play and running over to talk to the coach. The ball gets snapped directly to a running back who goes into the middle of the line and picks up, you know, 2 or 3 yards. They're going to say a first down. I didn't think he'd been that successful, but they're going to mark him down at the 21, maybe 20-yard line.
But I don't know. On a second and four, that's not the time I probably pull out a trick play like that. I run it on, like, third and goal.
Snap back. And it's going to be taken by the running back. He'll bounce outside. No room. Grab from behind. Penalty marker from the sideline. Thrown all the way to the middle of the field. And it's going to be a relatively short gain on that play.
I'm not really sure what the penalty is going to be. Is it face mask, maybe? Now, I know what it is in the NFL. That's a hip drop tackle. At that time, you grabbed him, threw those hips out from under, and the official is going to call a face mask against JCN.
Is there going to be another five-yard one? And yes.
So incidental face mask against JCN, the five-yard variety.
And if you look at the quarterback, again, that time he tried to decoy the defense. He acts like he's taking a snap and turns sideways and then quickly resets, and the ball gets snapped to the running back directly. So once again, McLeod is trying to be a little deceptive with the movement of the backfield, and that's hard to do and not commit an error. And, like, have somebody in motion. And, again, now they're going to switch from side to side. The JCN defense does a countermeasure. And here's his run to the right side, hit and driven to the ground.
That's a great job coming over there, delivering the shoulder by Abraham Noel. He just came in, dropped the shoulder, able to knock the running back off balance.
Jennon Cantrell, he's going to pick up about 2 yards. But it was a second, or rather a first and five, so now it's going to be second down three. Second down three at the 15-yard line. Now deep in Charger territory, rather at the 12-yard line, deep in Charger territory, where the football is McLeod. They already lead 14-6. They want to stretch that. Snap back, handoff right side, and this is just, again, back to that very basic play into the right side of the line, put the ball in the hands of Gage Fields, and he's going to be close to the first down. Are they going to spot him short?
Third and yard?
Yeah. Third down and one, maybe around the 12-yard line. Chasing continue to rotate fresh defensive players in and out of this alignment as we go inside 9 minutes to go in the game. McLeod going right to left, deep in charge of territory. Near the 10-yard line. Drive to the right side. It's going to be a first down, and Moore is down to the 5-yard line, inside the 5. And the official says not into the end zone. He is down short. First and goal, McLeod.
Yeah, the ball popped loose at the end of that play. GCN came up with it, but the official did say that he was down, and the ground caused that ball to pop loose. And you talk about the ball popping loose for McLeod. They have fumbled the ball away earlier on in the ball game. That was the one recovered by Alexander Easterday. But the problem JCN's starting to run into is they're going to have to start stiffening up on defense because there just aren't many possessions left in this contest.
We're at 8.5 and winding along in the fourth quarter. And knocking on the door, it's first and goal from the floor. From the right side, hurtling into the line of scrimmage, and more penalty marker sales. McLeod goes into the end zone, but the officials have not called the touchdown yet.
In high school football, is hurdling still a penalty? Yeah, that's the problem. Remember, we saw this in an Atchison game a couple of years ago.
Absolutely, a big game.
We saw a running back jump over a defender out in the flat, and that time, guy went into the middle, hurdled everybody, and I think that's probably what the penalty has to be. You can pick it up and wave it off.
Pick that up. It is a McLeod touchdown. So a 4-yard touchdown run from McLeod. Goes to Jarek Chenhall, and they will pick up that penalty, and McLeod will go back up again by 2 scores, looking for a PAT right here. It's 20-6 Bulldogs.
So for Jarek Chenhall, that's going to be his second touchdown of the night. He started the game off with a 6-yard touchdown run, and now a 4-yard touchdown.
Looking for the 2-point conversion. Chenhall out of the backfield. McLeod will run this little switch up. Snap is back and running it in. The 2-point conversion is successful. The 2-point conversion is good, and we're taking a break. Time out of the field with 8:21 to go in the ball game. It's now McLeod 22, Jeff North 6.
Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive-through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
Well, that's for Jefferson County North. The hill gets a little steeper now with only 8 minutes and 21 seconds to go in the ball game, finding themselves trailing by 2 full touchdowns and PATs.
Yeah, and you look back in the second half, they've only touched the ball so far twice as JCN. First possession was an interception. Second one was that touchdown. So, again, all that momentum they had built up after that touchdown, you feel like some of that's out the window right now after McLeod was able to get down and get into the end zone on a 4-yard run by
Here's the kick away, and it's off the side of the kicker's foot. It goes out of bounds at the 30-yard line, and Orgy was not able to come up with much right there. Is that this one, maybe? I don't know. Things were kind of tumbling around there for a minute.
Things happen.
So it's going to go out of bounds on the far side, and Jefferson County North will have the football. First and 10, 8:18 left in the game. And Gus, they got their work cut out for them. It's essential for them not just to score, but probably they got to score pretty quickly here.
Yeah, I was going to say, the thing for JCN right here is they're going to have to work with a sense of urgency, right? They're going to have to get down the field quickly and get this thing into the end zone because, again, you're going to have to work on giving your defense a little time to, you know, either make a stop or force a turnover right here to find yourself down a couple scores.
Speaking of scores, how about that high school football scoreboard show coming up right after this here on Care Radio and many, many, many other stations in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you think Jake and Boz are sitting there in the studio, kind of Ron Burgundy-like, working through their ow-now brown cow, right? And working through their...
But I think they would both have to work on the burgundy mustache.
See, I could see both of them pulling
it off. Oh, no, they could pull it off if they wanted to. It's just, you know, I don't know if they're
maybe by next week, right?
Here we go. Jeff Zekanidoris, sideline to sideline with the receivers. QB's back, going deep, left side, and it's picked off. And is it held on to? No, it's batted away and incomplete.
Great job right there by the GCN. Intended receiver turned in to a defender right there, able to go up, knock the ball away. That was Christopher Knoll, the sophomore. If Lamar Jackson did a mustache, then they would do the mustache.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe. Yeah, they could do it. I'm thinking this may be a thing. Is it the no? At the college, didn't they always do No Shave November? Remember that?
Never really a problem for me.
Oh, I got you. 8-11 to go in the ball game. 22-6. Bulldogs up front. Charges again, going sideline to sideline. QB's going to keep it himself. Slows it down. Now tries to get outside. We'll get to the edge. Hit again out of bounds. And the coaching staff is saying he hit him out of bounds. The official says he's out of bounds right here. We'll just mark it right here at the 42-yard line. JC, I'm looking at the third down, too. 8 minutes to go in the game. I refer to the clock pretty regularly because I think that is a crucial component of things right now. Is Will Elias, JC and quarterback, coming over to the near side, fetching up the new play.
Yeah, after he got knocked out of bounds, he grabbed a quick hit of water and recollected himself before he got back in for this third and three.
While I'm over here, let's not waste the trip. Again, Will's back to throw. They're setting up a little screen. The throw will go to the big guy. And JC, for some reason, he's going to have a first down. It's a nice play. JCN had two receivers literally elbow to elbow right there, and I wasn't sure which one was going to catch it or if they were going to fight over the ball and neither catch it.
Yeah, you definitely made it easy for the defense to cover two guys with one defender.
Vander Baker did haul it in, picks up the first down. Chargers are across midfield at the Bulldog 48.
Kind of looked like a rebound where, you know, the bigger guy just kind of reaches over the little guy and pulls that ball away. So it's a first down for JCM, but again, that clock continues to roll. 7:42 left here in the game.
Three left, one right. Back to throw. Looking left. Now rolling left. Quarterback's going the wrong way. Hit, falling down, throws a pass, incomplete, out of bounds. Well, that was a little bit of a risky business there as he was rolling and rolling and then going backward, but Will Elias was able to get rid of the ball, and they'll stop the clock with the incompletion. Speaking of the clock, it's a good opportunity for me to remind you that you are enjoying high school football on October Friday evening here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. 22-6, the McLeod Bulldogs in front of this Northeast Kansas League game. Senior night here tonight. Although, Gus, JCN has traveled so well, I'm not sure which team has the greater number of fans. I mean, there are.
What do we
have shown up?
8 miles, I think that's all the time.
Is that what it is? Not too far. Now the officials are coming up. Coach Snyder wanting a timeout before this big second down play. Let's do it. Joseph, taking a break. And again, at 7.5 minutes to go in the game, Bulldogs 22, Jefferson County North 6.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Our Chargers utilizing their first second half timeout at 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Checking back into the ball game for Coach Snyder is going to be Merrick Knoll. Now for Gus, for the Chargers, Merrick is a great running back. Oh, there they are. Merrick is a great running back, but running the ball may not be what the doctor ordered right here. They may be looking to throw it a little bit more. They're going to flare it over to the near side. It's going to be caught at the 50 and picking up only about 5 or 6 yards after the catch is Brody Van Dyke. And the clock is running. The Chargers are going to have to be hasty.
Yeah, you watch that play and the way that McLeod played it. Let him catch the ball. They were defending the sideline, not allowing Van Dyke a chance to get out of bounds.
Here comes your third down five call. Charges in four down territory. QB's back. He wants the home run and it's way over the head of Andrew Baker and incomplete down to the 30-yard line. Well, that's not good. So fourth down for Jefferson County North with 7 minutes to play.
I need to freshen that battery before.
That's not that far, is it? Really? Pretty straight shot. Here we go, Chargers on a fourth down five. They're at the McLeod 43-yard line. QB's back to throw again. Lobs one. Downfield, he's got a man and a leaping effort. It's complete inside the 20-yard line. A crucial fourth down toss and catch pulled in by Wyatt Burke.
Wyatt Burke had that big fourth down catch early on in the ball game on the far sideline where he was able to get two toes down. That time goes up and makes sure to haul the ball in, go down the ground and pick up a big first down.
Snap back, rolls across the ground, but it's going to be picked up. Going downfield, looking for the end zone, is tipped and broken up at the goal line.
He had the backside post right there and never saw Wyatt Burke working across the backside of the end zone. Incomplete pass will stop the clock with 6:45 left.
Okay, so now if you're Wyatt, you're coming into the huddle and saying, dude, look for me again. Now, if you're the defense, do you realize he was back there alone or do you know it? I mean, are you now going to say, oh, my gosh, I got away with one?
So what happened right there was the backside cornerback looked like he's in man, but he passed Burke off and there was no safety over the top. That's why he was running by himself in the back of the end zone.
For the Chargers, it's going to bring up a second down. 10, 17-yard line, deep in the McLeod's end. Two receivers together and the pass is over both of them and running, holding hands down the field. Two JCN wideouts. It's going to bring up a third down. And again, anytime two guys are that close together, someone or ones were not where they were supposed to be.
Yeah, if you're going to run those double posts over the middle, you got to run one at 15 and then the other one like at 23, 25 yards, you know, something like that where you have 8 to 10 yards between them. Instead, you have 3 yards between them.
Here we go. Third down 5 for the Chargers, or third down 10 for the Chargers at the 16. Again, QB's back, looking left, throwing left, at the end zone, it's caught, is the inbounds. The official says, touchdown, JCN. It took a little bit as the officials looks for Brody Van Dyke. He made sure the feet were down. He made sure he held on. He left it over, and it is a score, and it's 6.5 to go into ballgame. JCN is right back in the thick of this.
That was a good possession right there by JCN, a possession that took just under 2 minutes to get themselves into the end zone.
So the freshman, Brody Van Dyke, whose grandparents are right below us, and I think they're dancing around looking pretty good.
Big two-point conversion here.
QB's back, rolling, throwing, at the back of the end zone. There it is, a two-point conversion pass complete. And it is Andrew Baker with a catch, and we got a timeout. We got a football game. 6.5 to go in the contest. It's McClough 22, Jefferson County North 14.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Back with you here in McLeod, Kansas, where Jefferson County North just put together an absolutely tremendous offensive series, moved the ball downfield, and frankly, moved it in a way that we have not seen them move it. And I don't mean just by briskly. I mean by with the ball in the air a lot.
Yeah, so prior to that possession, JCN's just been running the ball, running it downhill. Now, McLeod is set up for an onside kick, and if I'm JCN, I'm thinking 6.5 minutes. I've got two timeouts. I don't know if I want to give you a short field right here.
Here's the boot away. It is in over end and bouncing at the 20, 15, 10, 5. He picks it up at the 2. Runs back across the field. Down at the 3-yard line and a marker from across the field. Didn't he grab him by a shoulder or face mask? Are they going to call like a horse collar or face mask penalty on that tackle?
I think they're going to call him for a face mask, but I thought he had a hold of the jersey.
There it is. And it is not just a 5, it is a 15-yard. How many face mask penalties have we had tonight? That's got to be 4 or 5.
More than we've seen all season.
Combined, absolutely. Absolutely. 6:19 to go in the ballgame. It's a huge break for McLeod, who was going to be thrown 5-yard line. Now they're going to begin the series at their own 20. First and 10 Bulldogs for McLeod. Essential to get a nice series and take some time off and try to get a little momentum away for JCN. Big call for the defense. Straight ahead running and a gain of 4 to the 24-yard line. Straight up running. Cussed by the running back. Running back coaches, as a rule, are going to be opposed to that, but as he took the ball into the middle, Gage Fields says, I got to see the field.
Well, Gage stands straight up.
Straight up. Rocked into the line.
You got to take a couple shots to the rib before you decide that, yeah, let's go ahead and lower those shoulder pads just a bit.
Those shoulder pads are there for a reason. Second down and 5 for their own 25-yard line. Taking some time, but probably not enough. And now they're going to, again, run the shift. They always run it from the left to the right, overload their right, run to the right, and a quarterback is going to go into the middle and get about 3 of those 5 yards. It'll make up a third down and a pair, and the Chargers are going to run Lane Sturton into the game. Another freshman, Gus, for JCN. They're going to, by bringing Lane in and switching him out for Kyle Burnett, JCN picks up like 70 pounds, right?
Yeah, they're going to bring in another fresh, big body in the middle to try to just gum things up.
We're down to 5 minutes to go in the game. Third down and 2. Chargers don't stop this here. McLeod is going to take a couple, 3 more minutes off the clock. Very long count. They're waiting for the official to start counting it down, and there they are. Good time management by the McLeod. QB will take it, go straight ahead, and he is going to stretch down to get the first down to the 31.
Nice job right there, Mike McLeod, too. Use up as much time as possible before they went ahead and snapped that football.
Generous spot of the ball. Goes to the 32-yard line.
Now, the one thing JCN has to be careful with here is so many times teams are looking to try to force that turnover and try to reach in there and strip the ball away. But in doing so, they forget to also tackle the ball carrier, and that's when you see sometimes, you know, trying to strip the ball, and then all of a sudden a guy rocks off a 50-yard run.
Merrick Knoll checks back into the defensive lineup. He'll be in at the outside linebacker spot on the right side. He's worth a 4:15 mark of the ball game. And again, here's a snap back. Quarterback runs right side, gets across the 35, and wow, a great second effort gets him all the way to the 40. JCN cannot be giving up 7 and 8 yard runs.
Yeah, that's an 8-yard run. And kind of the same thing we talked about right there is people are reaching in trying to tackle the football and not wrap up the quarterback first before trying to strip that football. They're going to bring Sturton back in along that defensive line on this second and 2 call. 3:47 left.
JCN's going to have to start thinking about when do we use timeouts pretty soon. We'll be down at inside 3.5 when this ball comes into play. 22-14. McLeod trying to run the clock out on a win here tonight on senior night. JCN looking for the come from behind. Quarterback took that. Gus, wasn't he down on a knee when he took that snap? No? He just leaned way down, and he will push forward short of the first down. Gaining a couple, it'll bring up a third down and 1.
We'll let you in on a little secret here. For McLeod, they are in 4-down territory. In case you didn't realize that.
They went 4-down territory at their own 5, I think, a minute ago, if it had started back there. At their own 42, 3rd and 1. Inside 3 minutes to play.
This would be a good time to throw one if you want to be cute.
Deep or screen?
Deep.
Okay. Here we go. Chargers shifting around. The snap back. QB will run hard, run left. He's going to be held up by Baker. Stopped short. Andrew Baker and Abraham Knoll combine for a huge JC and tackle. It's going to bring up a fourth down. And Coach Snyder's going out there talking to the officials saying, are we going to take a timeout? Yeah, we're taking it right here. Joseph, we're taking a break. What a finish in store. 2:29 to go in the game. It'll be fourth down when we come back. McLeod 22, Jeff North 14.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
With you in McLeod, Kansas, and as we return, guys, I'm going to make a little bit of a correction. I thought it was going to be fourth and one, and in fact, that huge defensive play by JCN was netting a loss of a yard, so it's going to be fourth down two, not fourth and one, but fourth and two from their own 40-yard line for McLeod. Now, the Bulldogs are taking a bit of a gamble. They're figuring they got to get a first down, or they give the Chargers a 40-yard field.
Yeah, but they're figuring that they're still up a full eight at this point.
And here they go, JCN stacking him up at the line of scrimmage. Snap back, running back, straight ahead, got it, and more, and he's going to score. On a fourth down and two call, no one is going to catch the running back with this one, and downfield goes Gage Fields, because it's a 60-yard fourth down scamper.
Yeah, great job right there by Gage Fields. You know, that's going to happen when you sell out like that and you're in a bare front. You don't have anybody over the top to help out, and he got past that first level and was able to take it 60 yards to the end zone.
So McLeod kind of puts a bow on this. At 2:18 to go, they can go up now 28-14 with their two-point conversion effort still to come. Here they bring it up to the line of scrimmage, and Chen Hall is waiting for the snap. Chen Hall and Fields have been the workhorse duo here again tonight. Chen Hall will take it, sprints right, darts into the end zone, and the two-point conversion a success. Joseph taking a break. 2:18 to go in the game. It's now McLeod 30, Jefferson County North 14.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
We return to McLeod, Kansas, where at 2:18 to go in the ball game, the Bulldogs pull off a huge fourth down score and take a 2-TD lead and are set to boot it away. Welcome back, everybody. Got a big weekend of football here on Care Radio. Of course, after this, high school football scoreboard show. Stick around and catch up to date with all of the scores from tonight from around the area, the region. Catch up on league standings, catch up on district standings. Here's a spinning return by JCN beyond their own 30-yard line. And for the Chargers, it'll be first and 10. But time is the problem now. 2:08 to go.
Yeah, 2:08 left. Only one timeout for the Chargers. And they're going to have 70 yards in front of them. But touchdowns have come upon me, right? The last four possessions of this ballgame have seen touchdowns. Two for JCN. Two for McLeod here.
So the offense is just figuring it out, or the defense is getting tired?
Say maybe the latter.
Maybe a little more of that. Here we go, Jeff North, first and 10. Quarterback is back to throw, lobs one left side. It's going to be caught over the shoulder, and a little bit of a prevent defense allows about a 16, 17-yard gain up to the 47-yard line. So for McLeod, they're in that bend, don't break kind of a mode. Chargers are racing up over the ball. Minute 58, 57, and now officials are going to stop play. And I'm not sure what this is quite all about, as JCN is going to take Merrick out of the game. And maybe officials are saying he's kind of got a little gimp there. Maybe they're going to make sure they take a look at him.
This guy that's gotten beaten around pretty good tonight.
He worked hard tonight. First and 10, Jeff North. Snap back of the knees. Quarterback is back to throw. Lofts one. Right side is going to be incomplete for a moment. I thought the defender might have picked it off. Christopher Knoll, the intended receiver. And I got to tell you, Gus, that for a second there, you had a defender back here who looked like he had a pretty good shot at the ball. Maybe Justin
Pass?
Yeah.
Justin Pass over here, the near side cornerback, went up and time to jump maybe just a bit early. Minute 45 left here in this contest.
Clock stopped after the incompletion. 2x2 go the receivers for JCN. It's a second down call. They'll lob one to the near side, and that is way too long, and the quarterback got hit late.
That's another personal foul type penalty against McLeod.
Coming over to the near side, Will Elias. Oh, Will's tough as nails out there, isn't he? Yeah, been banged around a little bit tonight, but
personal foul, roughing the passer, McLeod.
So again, the Bulldogs, an aggressive style play, and sometimes this is what happens with that.
Yeah, so they're going to get their money's worth when it comes to penalties, right? Like, they're not going to be assessed many of those 5 yards, you know, situational penalties. When they get penalized, typically of that 15-yard variety.
So the ball goes across midfield down to the 40-yard line. JCN with it at the McLeod 40. Quarterback back to throw again, lops one deep. He's got his man double covered and is broken up at the 10-yard line. Is it picked off? Did he get it hauled in by one hand? He did. What an interception downfield by Drennan Cantrell. Gosh, I'd already given up on him being able to haul that thing in, and he was able to hook it with one hand and complete that interception.
That is the third interception of the night for McLeod, the second one for Drennan Cantrell. And for McLeod, they'll be able to fall on this a couple times and get out of here with a win.
Yep, JCN, and I cannot imagine going to be utilizing any of the timeouts down the stretch here with a minute and a half to go. McLeod's going to be huddling up at their own goal line. They'll have it first and 10 at their own 9. Minute and a half to play. 30-14. So McLeod, looking to make a little hay. They're going to have a little straight ahead run by the quarterback, and he's still fighting and scrambling and stretching and looking to pick up yardage, and I just think that's the way Jerry Chinhall runs the ball. So he's going to get it across the 15-yard line where it'll bring up a second down with a minute 15 to play. The McLeod crowd, I don't know if they realize how on the verge of winning they are because they're very quiet across the way from us. Here's a snap back. Chinhall is grabbed by the shoulder pads and unceremoniously thrown to the ground for a loss on the play.
Looks like Andrew Baker back there for JCN to make this stop, and we're down to 48 seconds left in this game, and for Klopp, they will have to snap it one more time.
Bulldogs taking their time back here and just meandering to the line of scrimmage. That's the right call. It's the right thing to do. Now they're going to go to the diamond formation, finally. They were not quite satisfied with that in the first two, but they're going to go to it here. The safety formation, and your final score tonight at McLeod, Kansas. The Bulldogs on senior night get by Jefferson County North 30-14, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
You've been listening to High School Football on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring our Highland Community College Drive Summary. The post-game show starts right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center. With competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-4340 to learn more. FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your healthcare needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Back with you to recap this from McLeod, Kansas, where the Bulldogs just jumped down in front right out the gate, took a nice lead. JC had battled back, and then McLeod late in the game was able to just kind of hold him at arm's length and come away with a big win.
Yeah, I mean, you started looking at the first part of this ball game. McLeod was able to score a touchdown on that first drive, and it was set up by the big kickoff return. They had a short field. They only had to go 25 yards to score their first touchdown. JCN fumbled their first possession. We kind of went back and forth, and by the time you got to halftime, McLeod held on to a 14-0 lead. Took most of the third quarter before JCN was able to get on the board with a 12-yard run by Will Elias. I brought it 14-6 as the two-point conversion was no good. But then in the fourth quarter, we saw some touchdowns start to spark. A 4-yard run for McLeod, an 18-yard pass from Will Elias to Brody Van Dyke for JCN, and then it was capped off on that big fourth down play with 2 minutes and 18 seconds left, a 60-yard run for McLeod. Got the Bulldogs a 30-14 win tonight. They now move to 5-2 on the season. JCN will fall to 5-2 on the season as both these teams will look forward to next week, which is week 8. And for JCN, they're going to be home with the Cobras of Jackson Heights. And for McLeod, I don't even know how you get there from here. They're going to be in Onega taking on the Buffaloes. I seriously don't know how to get to Onega from here.
Well, it'll take a minute, but they're going to go, and they're going to be a handful. Because we've seen McLeod a couple of times in the last few weeks. We've seen him win a couple of games in the last 2 weeks. They're a hard-playing team.
Yeah, and they've played really well this season a couple times we've seen them. And, yeah, they're going to be a tough out here in the next couple of weeks.
Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. A couple of programming notes. First of all, tomorrow here on CARE is Homecoming 2024 for the Benedictine Ravens. It is Hall of Fame weekend. Going to be a lot of fans, and we want you to be one of them. And certainly, we want you to be joining Gus and me tomorrow. Carry you pregame for Benedictine football is at 12:45, and a Raven kickoff with Missouri Baptist from Wilcox Stadium at 1 o'clock tomorrow right here on CARE. But first, it's going to be high school football scoreboard show. Stick around. Joseph's going to be on hand with you, and Jake and Boz will be bringing you all the updates from all the games and all the conferences and all the districts around the area. Final score again here tonight. It was McLeod 30, Jefferson County North 14. Until we greet you tomorrow, for Joseph in the studio, and Gus Couch with me here in the booth, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to high school football on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7. Stay up to date with your favorite local sports program by following them on our website at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.